This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm afraid
of what?
I think the older
that you'll
you get,
never wake up.
No, well, you're practicing dying. That's too much sleep.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty, the crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life.
Oh,
Abundant
man.
Life weight loss. They do know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Welcome in, Willard and Dim.
I'm on
the 95.7 The Game.
Hey,
gentlemen.
I'm offended.
I want to start with this.
Yeah.
Don't be offended, because whatever happened off the air stays off the air.
No doubt.
Yes, Captain Soda Pop over
there. I love
it,
Will. Look at him.
And, you know, when I do Abundant Life Reads and he throws his can in the trash and you hear it clanging in the background.
Shooting about 87%.
Wow, look at my man.
Well,
I got a good shot.
I'm doing a live read. When he does a live read for Underdog, I tiptoe out of the room. When I do one, he's throwing stuff around.
You want to bark while I'm doing Underdog? Do it,
it's
brother.
It's about respect.
And Underdog, having a good time.
What I want to talk about is your weight loss routine, which I think is genius.
Oh, boy.
Abundant Sleep. weightloss.com.
Do you believe it?
Well, what you said earlier, it actually had me rolling in the car. Every hour that you sleep is an hour that you don't eat.
No doubt.
And so I thought of it. He does intermittent fasting based on the fact that he sleeps 11 hours a day.
He's in bed before it's dark out.
We'll blow your kids' minds when you tell them why breakfast is called breakfast. And they'll be like, I had never thought of that.
Yeah.
You're breaking your fast.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, Steiny is exactly right. If you're sleeping, you're not eating.
Well, when you go to bed at 8, and you wake up at 7.
There you go.
You've had quite a fast.
Good start.
Only 11 hours where he's not putting something in that pie hole of his.
I'm ashamed to say.
Why do you think he doesn't have any gray hair and he's 60?
He gets a haircut every 3 weeks.
I'm kind of ashamed to say that it gets supercharged during the weekend. I sleep in on Saturdays.
Whoa.
So I'm getting about 13 on Saturdays. And then even a little nappy.
What does sleeping in mean to you? How late?
The last couple Saturdays, at least 10.
Damn, oh, Stein.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's
hangover light.
Don't let my kids hear that.
I don't have kids.
No, I know.
Anymore.
I know.
Well,
you
still do.
Teenagers do this whole thing when I'm telling them, like, dude, you got to get more sleep.
Right.
You're staying up too late. You can't get to school on time. And they've got this thing, and it's the most 2025 thing ever. Like, they'll talk about it in schools now. You know, teenagers' bodies are not built to be up and active at 8:30 in the morning. And somebody might have a study somewhere where that's true. I don't even care. Bottom line is, until the world changes, school starts at 8:30.
Hello,
you got to get your butt over there. And they'll
start at 8 for us.
If I let them sleep till 1 in the afternoon on Saturday, they'll still be in there.
That's
and they look at me like I'm a cyborg. Because I'm up in the 6 o'clock hour, no matter if I've got an alarm on or not.
I'd be in my kid's room looking for drugs. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You can't be sleeping. Daddy, we're cool. I'm like, what is up?
They're on there. Now they call it midwinter break, which
We used to call it ski week.
We used to call it ski week. We actually used to call it a school week in February. Yeah, but anyway. Exactly.
Well, you know anyway, you ain't in the hood if you guys got those.
I don't even want to tell you what time my 18-year-old got home last night. Oh,
give it to us. Well, 2 a.m., Will.
Got home?
Keep going.
Oh, Will.
Keep going.
4?
Keep going.
Well, it was All-Star Weekend.
Keep Will. Going.
Oh, Norm would have had to.
5:39.
How old is he? He's in high school?
He's 18.
He's got to go now. He can do what he wants.
Were you awake? Did he wake you up? Or how did
I wake up when he comes home. The dog starts barking around.
What was your first question, Will?
I went to the restroom. I just looked at him and kept walking.
Is he out of high school?
No. I mean, they're off this week.
My daughter, who's a freshman in college, is like that now.
I'm like, Norm would have went Mr. Miyagi on me.
I would have had to call 911.
I wouldn't have came on.
What's happening out there?
What did he say he was at?
I didn't talk to him. I get walking. It. 4:30 in the morning, he's like, no, we got another hour in us.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening out there?
I know what's happening.
Explain to me what happened.
I know.
You don't know, Stoney.
One word.
What's he doing?
Action.
I thought you were going to go Mike Breen on us.
Action.
I thought you were going to do Mike Breen. I mean.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And happy birthday. 18. Your son had turned 21.
Yeah.
And I have a 21-year-old, and we cannot communicate. We do it by text. And I text him at about 10:15. Before I go to bed, and he'll text me back at 1:17 in the morning, and then I'll text him at 8:15 in the morning, and then he wakes up at Santa Barbara, UCSB. He probably wakes up about 2:30, and then he'll text me, and I'll text him back, and we go back and forth. And if I want to talk to him, it's a window between when I got off the air at 7.
That's and a window.
I have like between 7 and 8 p.m. because if not, he's out doing senior and college things, or I'm asleep. And I don't quite get 11 hours, Steiny, but I kind of envy you and your whole, 8:30, I'm in the rack. I dream about 8:30 in the rack.
I can't.
Willard, I'm just getting started.
Any of the hours that you sleep.
Wow.
I can't sleep.
I don't believe him.
You don't believe him?
It's got to be 10:15.
Having traveled with this man, I believe him. And let me just tell you something about him when he sleeps.
Oh no, you're one of those.
Wow. Your boy will go full chainsaw.
Wow.
It got to a point. We went to Salt Lake many, many years ago, and we got after a little bit, and so we both were tired and maybe a little over. Well, you can't get overserved in Salt Lake. I dare you to try and get drunk in Utah. You can't. But your boy, and it got to the point where I'm throwing pillows at him from the other side of the room.
Study.
I didn't shake him. He would, for 90 seconds, and then it'd be quiet, and then.
Counting sheep.
All that means, because I firmly believe that that's all four of us in this room and every other human being there.
Yeah.
It's everyone. The difference is you're known as a snorer if you fall asleep fast.
Exactly.
That's it. You're just the first one to
only
fall
make noises if I got that's some it. Gas in me, we were drinking.
TMI, but
no, anyway, cocktail gas.
I got you. I got you.
Not the gas.
And that's why, my kids, same thing with me, and everybody. Oh, gosh, you're a snorer. I'm like, I'm not a snorer. I'm just quick to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Like, when that plane is taking off, I'm not even awake anymore at takeoff.
I ain't getting on
gone.
Right now.
Yeah. Gone. When I was in the minor leagues, when I was broadcasting in Boise in the Angels organization, they used to call me Grandma because we would travel on a bus.
And you were 25.
I was barely older than the players.
Okay. Right.
But they would call me Grandma because we would travel on a bus, and so many guys, to try to find a way to sleep because it's the bus leagues we play every day. Your road trip is you finish your game at 10 at night, better grab a bite to eat, get your butt over to Medford, Oregon. You got a game tomorrow night. You drive overnight. And guys can't get comfortable. You see people laying out pillows, doing weird things, trying to lean up against this, that, the other. That bus was 3 minutes out of the gate. Gone.
Man.
Gone. Sitting straight up. They're like, you look like you're knitting in a chair.
It's a gift.
Out.
Grandma.
Just gone.
Dude. You wake up, he's got half an Afghan on his lap, but he doesn't know how.
Will, as a dad, I just gotta ask you. Will you double back to the 18-year-old and say, where were you at? Or it's just, you ain't going to bring it up?
We'll bring it up, but not from a where were you at.
Okay, all right.
I'll just be like, dude, you're...
Action!
You're crushing yourself. You're crushing yourself because you got a bunch of homework to get done, and if it doesn't get done by tonight, you're not going where you think you're going tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, lay it on them, Steiny. Question I told you five times, I couldn't wait to hear their answer.
That came from the Heat. Really.
But still, I want to hear their answer.
God. How are we feeling about...
And you got a meeting today. Yeah.
Woo! No, I already double verified. We're good, baby. Yeah. Oh. Camaraderie.
You should take it as a compliment.
Look at it.
Ours got canceled.
Oh, maybe we
got him.
Did it get canceled?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I actually asked Nahegan about your meeting, and I said, wait, no meeting for the guys? And he said, no, there's a couple things I have to talk to him about. And I said, no.
Oh, boy.
Because I was going to break the news during the crossover and try to lift you up that there was no meeting, but turns out.
Wow.
Yeah,
it either means that you guys are getting fired or we are.
Oh, boy.
I can't tell what that means, but I'm sure somebody will.
Lay it on them, Stein.
Yeah, it can happen both ways.
It
can
go either way.
Well, nobody can make up a fake itinerary like our boss. I mean, it's unbelievable. Guys, I got a few things. Of course you do. We were talking about the state of each of the franchises.
Here we go.
You know, what's the vibe of each of the teams right now? And I said, okay, the 49ers to me right now, I don't know what they are anymore. You know,
I said concern.
I don't know.
Said concern.
You know, I'm just saying they had a 5-year run and last year everything, you know, they had injuries, so I don't know what they're going to be.
Can I use a different word?
Yeah.
Stressful.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm not concerned, but like...
But doesn't stress come from concern?
I guess, but it's more just like, first of all, I don't even know who's on the team.
Well, okay.
Right? Like, so I can't assess the 49ers without knowing who's on the team.
But the vibe.
The vibe is, it's sort of like, you better. Mm. You better. You better turn this back around, go in the other direction. And then
or else?
Tuck it in. Well, no, not a
window
else.
Closed.
No, it's just like it's time.
Yeah.
And you're signing somebody to a very, very big deal, and you've got a lot of work to do in the trenches and everything. So it feels like high expectations without necessarily the roster to back that up. Stressful.
Yeah.
And the Warriors
was Dibs' turn.
No, I thought we were going to do all three of them.
Okay. I'll go ahead and sit it out.
No, we want to go ahead.
No.
Dibs? Go ahead, baby.
Hopeful. And it's more than just hopeful. I'm confident because their schedule is pathetic. The teams they play are awful. And you have your quarterback and your running back is getting healthy. And your left tackle is coming back. And you have a good right guard. And I do think that you're going to fix the lines. So I have no doubt that they're going to do things to get better. And their schedule is pathetic. And you've got your quarterback. So I'm more than hopeful. I'm confident.
Wow.
They're going to be a playoff team next year, for sure.
Okay. The one thing that I'm interested too is like the dynamic when Purdy gets paid, it just is gonna change the dynamic a little bit. And you know, I just said to Goo, if he has the same kind of year this upcoming year that he had last year, but he's gotten the big money, you know, then he's gonna probably hear more than he has throughout
but
his career.
But the football won't change. It's the Jackals.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't go 7-10 next year with Purdy and then saying, how good is he? Is he really that good? But that's it. Warriors, my feeling was they've absolutely got a great uptick from Jimmy Butler. Short term, I think there's excitement. But to me, even the Butler acquisition doesn't change the overarching that the Warriors are still in a transition period as their superstars age.
That was him. I said action. They got major action for the next 2 years, I believe. Action.
I'm trying to think of the right word. And the one that keeps coming to mind is not like a popping word, but if I explain it, maybe it'll land. The word is extended. I feel like what the Warriors just did was they finally breathed new life into their fan base's excitement level with the remainder of Steph Curry's career. I don't think we're in any way in a spot where it's realistic now to suddenly think that they are a championship contender. There are ways that it could twist and turn and get there, I guess. But what the Warriors have won in the last 2 weeks is conceptual more than X's and O's. I think the fan base is very activated.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Dibs?
They got action for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're at least more interesting. And
no
I do
doubt.
Also think that there's a lot more clarity about what this is. You've got 2.5 years of Steph, 2.5 years of Draymond, and 2.5 years of Jimmy. So does it mean that they're all going to be here for the next 2 years and 20-whatever games? No, they could make another move. But it felt to me like they put all their eggs in this basket. Will it work? Maybe, maybe not. One thing that I was mentioning to our guys on our Vine earlier today is the emotions of the Warrior fan, I do think, is game to game. If you come out tomorrow
right.
and you win, it's like, look out, Western Conference. We're here. We're them. And if they lose tomorrow, it's like, oh, God, this whole thing was fool's gold. We're going to the lottery. Let's tank the whole thing. I do believe that the fan base, and myself included, yeah. we're all on that razor's edge of game to game. And Mark mentioned it yesterday where they lose to Dallas, and it's like, well, I mean, God, you lost to Dallas, and they had nobody. You're going to lose to Houston. This Jimmy thing was a mess. It was so stupid. What are we doing? And then they beat Houston. It's like, whoa, they beat Houston. We're back. We're rolling. They're going to be rested out of the break. Watch out, six seed. Nobody wants to play us. So I do think that the Warrior fan base, and I put myself in this same bucket, yeah. it's a game to game, and it's even like quarter to quarter. If they come out tomorrow and they're down 40 to 22 after one quarter, fans are going to be on Twitter like, oh, this Jimmy, this thing was stupid. We need Kuminga. What a waste, blah, blah, blah. Or the other way, if they come out and they're up, you know, 75 to 48 at the half, it's like nobody wants to play us. So I do think that the fan base is kind of like on that razor's edge.
That's fair, but that's kind of chaotic.
It's very chaotic, yeah.
It's super chaotic.
Yep.
And I wonder how that's going to go.
Yeah, and I'm a shock dibs. I'm the president of the fan club, the fan club. Like, I don't like that. You're telling the truth, but I'm not doing that. I feel like we have a direction, and we have a standard now, and the next 27 games will show that. I'm going to come in here and do our job and react like I would if I was talking to my neighbor after every game. But I expect these dudes to be standing tall once the season's over and qualifying for a playoff series. There's going to be some bumps. There's going to be some turbulence. There's going to be some highs.
That's fine. But I always look at it.
But they lose to Sac. I won't come in. Well, they play Dallas Sunday. I wouldn't come in here like, oh, it's over. Everything I said about Jimmy is bigger than that.
Well, I always think of it as in the context of a show. That's all I care about.
Well,
the show.
I hear you.
And in a way, Friday against Sac doesn't mean anything because we're off Saturday and Sunday. So it's going to be about the two games. It's going to be about Sac and Dallas.
Yeah.
We'll come in Monday, and they'll either be 2-0, 1-1, or 0-2. And
the jersey will be in the rafters.
And if they're 1-1, you know, I think Dibley's right. We're going to be like, then they're going to play Charlotte. I beat Charlotte.
But that's what we do, critique.
Right. But all I'm saying is,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If I don't know what I'm saying.
They are urgent. The urgency is there, but I also think we each of us would be well served to stay off of that coaster,
right?
To that degree, you know what I mean? Like, if you're a Laker fan, or is that it? Bad trade,
right?
You lost back to back games to Utah and
what
Charlotte.
I saw from Luca, I came in this morning he looked depressed.
He's just standing there.
Windhorst
is on ESPN today saying, "Boy, the Lakers are under immense pressure to get Luca to re-sign there." Never forget, Luca didn't ask to go there. And he's never said,
I almost crashed.
I'm like, this morning. Where's that coming from?
Stoney's laughing because I said Luka could dip on him.
Three basketball games and we're getting Luka never asked for this.
That calf doesn't look. He looks like he's still rushing. And he looks like he rushed himself back.
And he's out. He's out tonight.
Luka's out.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean.
They're in Portland and he's out and LeBron is
back-to-back. Oh my gosh. Man.
Yeah. I mean, why play? Why play? If you're an NBA player, honestly, if you're Buddy Hield, and if you are Mikal Bridges, who now I believe, if you look at his basketball reference, he's missed a grand total of, checks notes, zero games in his career. He has the longest running consecutive game streak in the association, and he probably won't catch AC Green, the all-time leader, but he's never missed a game in his career. But if you're not that, or Buddy Hield, who played 84 games last year, why play? Like, what's the incentive for you to go out there and play on the second half of a back-to-back? You're a Laker. You didn't ask to be a Laker, and you're still trying to get in shape.
Yeah, but his calf has really got to be bothering
him. It's got to be. I mean, geez.
I'm just saying.
Well, you already diagnosed him with depression.
Yeah, I know. No, he looked, but Willard, when I heard
Wendy say he's not wrapped up like Butler, you're
telling me he could leave. So if this thing got so bad, what if he said, see ya?
Look,
Palinka just resigned.
Here's my, Brody just made
the steal of the century.
Roller coaster comment of the day is that right now in this moment, God, does it look like the last 2 weeks have been wonderful for the Warriors in the Western Conference.
Jeez.
Thrombosis. There was a minute where everyone was worried the Spurs were going to catch him from behind. Wemby's out for the year. Okay, there's that. Phoenix Suns locker room, completely toxic. It is blown up. We got employees making plans for April and May. The Sacramento Kings do not have De'Aaron Fox. The Dallas Mavericks replaced Luka with Anthony Davis. He's hurt long term. The Lakers have lost back-to-back games to the Utah Jazz and the Charlotte Hornets. The Houston Rockets are a young team that suddenly look like they are showing their youth, and have lost 7 of their last 9, including one to you on their home floor. I'll leave Denver, Memphis, and Oklahoma City alone because they're Denver, Memphis, and Oklahoma City. That's probably going to be your top 3 seeds.
You're forgetting a team.
Who am I forgetting?
You're forgetting the Vine.
Yeah, Finchies.
There's a team. No, not them. There's a team that I think's under the radar that could have some action.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday.
The Clippers.
I left them out because they're like spinning.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What's Kawhi going to be once it's game one of the off?
Who are the Clippers?
They're a pretty good team. Can they stay healthy?
They got a nice little mix of some young players in there, and I like the way they're handling Kawhi. If you look at Kawhi's game log, it's like literally gone 15-15.
Yeah, but he's 17, done this.
17, 18, 19, 20. Now he's up to 32, 33
and
minutes.
He's done this, and then the play game one, during the game, what happened to Kawhi? Where's Dibs?
But I'm kind of listing the teams that suddenly have new warts.
No doubt. Yeah. I'm with you.
A lot of teams with new warts.
Yep.
And the Warriors are kind of in the opposite direction.
Before we get out of here, the Giants. I said optimistic.
Well, of course you did. It's February.
I'm with
you because it's February. We have no reason to think pessimistically other than that, like, paper says this, that, or the other, right, against the Dodgers.
But the last 2 years, I bought in thinking they were going to make a run. It was there, and they didn't do it. This year, I'm like, you know what? One more chance.
The optimism for me is based more on the bigger picture than this season's record.
No doubt. Like, absolutely.
I think that they're going to start playing a more familiar brand of baseball. I think it's going to look and feel more like what Giants fans are used to. I think the whole narrative around them will be a little bit more grown
now,
up.
Now, why is that different? Why would that be different?
Because what they were prioritizing before was sort of the antithesis of what people like Buster Posey and Bruce Bochy really prioritize. They are prioritizing culture, locker room, specific people, how they're going to go about empowering their players, as opposed to what Farhan Zaidi prioritized, which was taking down pictures of history and almost dehumanizing the players to a level where you instill them with the opposite of confidence. Hit a home run, hit a home run, but sit down now because there's a lefty pitching.
Yep,
like that. You're going to see just, and maybe it won't work. But I
noticed during the Will Clark interview yesterday, I thought it was very, very good. I noticed Will Clark snuck in there something like, we'll have a more regular day to do. You'll see the same faces in the lineup, you know, day after day.
So you on board, Dibs?
I mean, on board with what?
Are you optimistic about this season? They're making a, not overtaking the Dodgers, but a wild card.
Sure.
Okay, guys, that's my optimistic.
Super convincing.
Honestly, the over-under is set at 80.5 wins.
That's what they got. Well, if
you
were under.
Bet the over, last year they were 80-82. Yeah. Can this team win 82? Sure. Can they win 85? Yeah. Can they win 90? I'd bet against it. Can they be a wild card team? Yeah. I'm here for it. The baseball season is so long, but what Mark said is the one thing that I'm most optimistic about. Mm. You've got a shortstop who's going to play 150, a third baseman who'll play 150, a center fielder who'll play 140. You got a catcher, if he gets in shape, who will play 125 or 130. You have a second baseman who's going to play 130 games.
New position.
If healthy, yes, but you've got guys where if you wake up in the morning and you go, oh, the Giants are at Milwaukee, what's the lineup? Right, okay. You could guess five or six people, and that matters a lot.
And what I would also add to that is there's a chance. That's I'm not going to say yes yet. There's a chance that the Giants have what I think is the big thing that they've been missing for the last three to four years, a middle of the order.
Hmm?
They have not had a middle of the order. You're batting people third where you're like, that's your third hitter?
Right.
If Ramos is Ramos,
okay.
If what you saw last year is now who he's going to be, the idea of having him and Adames and Chapman.
All right.
And maybe like pieces of Jung-Hoo Lee also.
Yep.
That is an actual
a true leadoff.
That is a core of a lineup. And they haven't had that.
Will they have one person hit 30 home runs this year?
God, I hope the first
one since Barry Bonds.
That's, I hope so. I don't see it.
No?
Man. You
know? No.
I mean,
Chap's going to have 30. I think
what's Adames' career high?
I'll look that up.
I think it's north of 30.
It's definitely north of 30.
It was a long, four or five years ago, I think.
And last year.
Milwaukee's a wonderful hitter's park.
It is.
Milwaukee's a wonderful
hitter's park. We got a meeting. I got to go.
Career high.
I'm ready.
Career high is 32. And it was last year, and it is the second time in his career that he has gone over
30. What do you think, Goo? Yes?
Stay tuned.
I don't like it because half his games are in that park in Milwaukee.
7 times at 20 or more for Willie Adames.
There's no such thing when you ask Goo a question as a yes or no. It's going to be elaborated upon.
You know what that is, right?
Learn from the best.
When he does that, what is it? It's an elaboration sensation, Stiney.
On 95.7, the game.
Cha-ching!
I was with you, Stiney. I didn't have it.